We're talking about schools here, when they should reopen up, if they're going to. I really appreciate Melissa Deegan's perspective as a parent of a couple of Naperville students. And now we're going to hear from the superintendent of schools for District 203, Mr. Dan Bridges. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I hope I didn't shortchange you there with a mister.
No, you didn't. Okay. Not at all. No, okay. Dan's even better.
Okay, Dan, that sounds great to me. I know you weren't able to maybe hear the whole thing that Melissa Deegan, but I'm sure you've heard the complaints of parents, especially this weekend. So I guess forgive a blunt question. What is, and you can, obviously this isn't a black or white issue. It's a lot of gray areas. What is stopping your school district from saying all kids 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, starting tomorrow?
All kids 5 days a week are starting for us on April 7th, just after spring break, for each of our grade levels. And so really what the prohibitor has been for us has been guidance that's been provided to us by the Illinois State Board of Education, Department of Public Health, mostly regarding social distancing, capacity limits within large rooms, and just some other, you know, mitigation factors that just made it very difficult, especially at our large campuses like our large comprehensive high school. So we have found that the hybrid approach most recently has been our best approach to stay within the mitigation strategies. But with new guidance that just came out from the state board, we do see that we have an option. We can provide an option now for students who wish to attend full day every day.
So that's happening. That's on the date.
Yeah, we're going to share that information with the Board of Education tonight. We've released that information publicly that, you know, right after spring break, we have a day off of the Monday. The Monday is a part of our spring break. Tuesday is a professional learning day. And then Wednesday, April 7th, students who wish to have a full in-person option have that option.
When you hear parents and they're upset, I imagine you're sympathetic to the cause.
Oh, definitely empathetic. This has been a tough year for all of us. So look, over the past calendar year, we've had to all make sacrifices, and we've had to address many different challenges regarding scheduling and you know, how we get through this whole pandemic. So certainly empathetic. I'm a parent of a high school senior at Naperville Central myself, so I certainly understand the sacrifices that families are having to make. And you know, I'm excited now that we have the option to be able to bring kids in full time.
When you mentioned, you know, why the reasons why you haven't yet, have there been specific, you know, metrics you're looking for in DuPage County, let's say, for the number of cases, the spread of it? I mean, what metrics were you looking at and using? Or was it just whatever the state board was recommending?
Yeah, we were following guidance from multiple agencies, you know, from the CDC down to the Illinois Department of Public Health, as well as DuPage County Health Department. And some of the most significant factors that we were looking at that we're having to follow to dictate our plan was really cases per 100,000, positivity rate, and overall just the sense of the how much of a community spread there was. So we're, you know, still in a process. Like today, for the DuPage County Health Department is recommending still remote be the method of instruction. So we just anticipate that as these rates are going down, positivity rates going down, cases per 100,000 are going down, and new guidance from the Illinois State Board of Education that prioritizes in-person learning, we'll have the ability to do that after spring break.
How is it going to be over the next, you know, not only obviously what happens here the rest of the spring, the summer and into the fall, but are you guys going to be paying attention or trying to find some way to metrically analyze how kids have been impacted by the decisions for the last year? And I guess what I'm saying is, if, you know, some students do well in remote learning, right? I mean, I've had a lot of texts from people saying, actually, one of my kids is great at it, another one isn't so much, and one's kind of in the middle. I imagine that each kid is different. How are you guys going to be measuring the impact of the past year and how you can either try and catch kids up or where you go from there?
Yeah, so first, you make a very good point. I've talked about that as well, is that we've had some kids that have really thrived in the full online environment or in the hybrid environment. And, you know, I've heard the same stories that you have of families with more than one child, you know, one excelling and the other one, you know, struggling. But that is part of the work that we have to do and has been ongoing. I will say our educators right now, as good as any time in their careers, have a great sense of where their kids are at academically and social emotionally. So we are, you know, assessing our kids in a number of ways to determine what, if any, gaps are existing in their learning. And then in April, we'll be preparing a report for the Board of Education on some strategies that we plan to implement over the summer and into next year that will provide families and students opportunities to maybe make up for any potential lost learning or to just help them accelerate.
I'm not trying to start something here because I know that we want to have smart conversations about this for delicate subjects. Had people on the text line that is saying, and whether it's about Naperville or other school districts, I know CPS obviously had a big discussion with CTU that lingered on for a while. Have communications been good between yourselves and the teachers' union in your district?
Our professional associations have been amazing. They have been great partners with us. you know, their priority has been to work with us to ensure that we have kids back in school on a full-time basis as quickly as it's safe to do so, because the reality is we do that very well, and our teachers are very good at that. And so, you know, we've collaborated together with association leadership to ensure that we are following health and safety standards and ensuring that they have the appropriate personal protective equipment or other things necessary to safely be in our schools. That's an important thing to remember. You hear a lot of people talk about, you know, the spread among children is very low, but you know, we have 2,500 employees as well and adults, many of whom maybe fall into some of the high-risk categories. So we have to, you know, we have to balance all of the challenges as we make our plans.
I got to ask this because I don't know the TikTok of where this went. So you guys are announcing the April 7th date. Was that announcement made before the gathering over the weekend of parents upset? Was it made afterwards? I don't quite know. Is it today?
Yeah, no, it's actually, I sent out a video communication to our community last week that,
okay,
that we would be presenting the details at this Board of Education meeting. So we had been, you know, obviously we've been ongoing planning throughout this entire pandemic. And as the state board updated their guidance just early last week, then we right away began our planning and identified the 7th as the date to begin.
Is there anything over the past year you look back on and you think you would have done differently?
Well, it's easy to be an armchair quarterback.
Boy, sure
right?
It is.
But,
I am every day. So.
It's been a tough year for everyone, and I'm certainly empathetic to that. But I have the utmost confidence in my team and the work that we have done and the partnerships we've had with the state board, Department of Public Health, and local Department of Public Health. We've made the decisions that we think have been best. Certainly, you know, we all want kids in school. We want them to be in school, you know, full-time all the time. And I certainly know on March 13th, 2020, I wouldn't have imagined it would have taken this long to get to a point where we're back to full in person.
You might have answered this question earlier, but there's a couple of people that might have just joined us. So if April 7th is the day for Naperville, what do you say to someone that says, well, just make it next week? I mean, these are valuable weeks that are going to be lost, even if it is already on the calendar.
So one of the promises that we made to the community based on input from the community was give us time to pivot because we have to change our personal schedules and our personal plans as well. And there's a lot of logistics that goes into our planning as well in terms of transportation, ensuring that classrooms are set up for more students, personal protective equipment, cleaning things are all, you know, able to scale up to a larger in-person attendance. So again, it has been based on feedback from our community who said, you know, don't just flip the switch overnight. You have to give us some time to prepare and to plan.
Yeah, especially since parents, or teachers, excuse me, are also parents too, have their own
That's
things
right.
to deal with. I understand it's difficult. I get it from the parents' perspective, of course, the kids. This is just really hard. I hope that the temperatures continue to cool. And with all respect, Melissa Deegan was a great advocate for her students. And she said, I'm glad you're having Dan Bridges on too to chat through it. I think these are important discussions to have through difficult times. And Dan, we appreciate your time today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.